Seriously, is this how the show's gonna go? Is the whole show gonna go like this intro?
Like lead balloons, just toss them up?
I don't know. I'm wondering if we've ever done this before.
Yeah, no, we've been terrible before.
No, that part I know. I meant do a podcast.
Oh, yeah. First
it's
time.
It's like this is episode one, and there won't be a number two. Actually, okay. This one is a number two. Hello and welcome to episode 485 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tübingen, Germany. With me, as always, is
Adam, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
What is up in the five?
The same. I'm sure the same as everyone else everywhere. Just the same.
But you must be trying to do something different.
Nope, doing the same things. No. Yeah.
What are the same things? Just watching Netflix?
Yeah, we kind of have like our days all mapped up to school. Like my kids are older than yours, so they have school work that comes in from their teachers every day. So we kind of, you know, work on their schoolwork. And
right.
And then after they do their schoolwork, we do, you know, like phys ed time. We go outside, we play basketball. We do a daily ab workout where the three of us, Jack, Sarah, and I all do an ab workout daily.
Oh, see, this is it. You're doing your challenge, like what you talked about like 2 months ago.
Yeah.
You're going washboard.
Yeah, we're trying. I mean, it's also just a good challenge. Like it's fun.
I don't care about your kids having washboards. Quite frankly, if I did, it would be weird.
Okay.
But it's you. Your plan. You're going six pack.
I'm not sure that you understand exactly how body composition works, but I can have
six packs. Abs are made in the kitchen.
That's the truth. So I'm not necessarily changing a lot of eating habits, but I am doing a lot of ab workouts, which I find fun and challenging, and my abs hurt all the time as a result.
Nice. Well, much like our listeners when they laugh along to our podcast.
Yeah, a lot of ab work for them too.
How's your core? Oh, I listened to the Hosers. It's excellent.
Yeah. I'm going to say though, I mean, I've long been a go to the gym guy, but now that all the gyms are shut down in my area and I'm sure most of the world, the home ab workout routines on YouTube are fantastic. Like it is.
Everything on YouTube is great.
Oh man. My gosh. Like the production level and just the free access is terrific. And so we've tried so many different workouts and we have kind of saved our list of our favorites, but usually 10 or 12 minute routine. Sometimes we double up and we do two, which is, I'm going to tell you right now, 20 minutes of ab work is a long time.
Yeah.
Anyways, when we've got time to burn around your house and no equipment required, great thing to do in the living room. And if you've got kids, surprisingly, they find it engaging and everyone has a good laugh because some of the stuff is pretty difficult and everyone comes out of it feeling like they've accomplished something. So right. Lots of, and it doesn't have to be just abs. There's just so many great home workout video things to do on YouTube. So I highly recommend it as a way to pass time.
Yeah. I mean, YouTube's always doing great, but this must be their highlight for them this time.
Yeah.
Cause although I got a weird YouTube story. First of all, Amazon, if you want to buy, ab workouts. Now, don't buy it on Amazon. You can get it on YouTube. If you want to buy new T-shirts because your abs look so good,
tight
buy
ones.
Those on
real,
Amazon.
Yeah. Real tight. Yeah, get them tight.
Oh, get the double dry. Do it.
Okay.
Get them on Amazon. Click through our site. Help us out. What did I buy this week? Something. Oh, here's my gripe. Just to change gears for a second. So I bought a case for my iPhone a couple years ago. And I liked it. It was about $8 and I liked it. It's very simple. And what it was is just a black case, but it's kind of got a like a grippy feel to it, like a little bit like tacky, right? Like rubbery.
Sure.
Because they're so, you don't want to drop them. So I love it, except for, it, you know, after like 2 years, it wore out, as they do. What do you expect for $8? So I thought, you know what? I'm getting a new one. Bought another one, the exact same one. I'm like, hey, man, send it again. Fill it up again. Once it hits your lips, it just tastes so good.
So good.
And so they send it, and yeah, same one, except this one's slippery. Well, that's not what I ordered.
Okay.
I wanted the gummy one.
Not so I'm wondering, slippery.
maybe it gets sticky after a while. I don't know.
Keep us updated.
Yeah, so did that on Amazon. And then I also bought some running headphones. I wasn't happy with my running headphones, so I got some halfway decent ones that clip over the ear. So there you go. So you're doing the home abs. I'm doing the running. I'm loving the running, the uphill running.
Okay.
There you go. This is not interesting. So what was I getting at with, so funny YouTube story. I should have backed off the funny part. I shouldn't have said funny. Because we'll see. We'll find out here. Spooky. Spooky YouTube story.
Okay.
So I've been watching woodwork videos like a lunatic. Like, that's just going nuts on the YouTube videos. Love them. The woodworking ones. And so consequently, in my recommended video pile, every morning when I wake up and click on there, it says, hey, what about this woodworking video? I'm like, yeah, of course I'm going to watch that. I need to know how to do like a rabbit joint with, you know, just a butter knife. And so anyways, on the side, I'm doing a WhatsApp chat with a buddy of mine living in San Francisco there. I said, hey, have you ever seen the movie Hoosiers? Because he's younger than me.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, I've never seen it. Should I see it? I was like, make it the next movie that you watch. Should be Hoosiers. It's fantastic. I love that movie.
Me too.
Yeah. The end. Great. Go to bed. Wake up the next morning. Open up YouTube. Waiting to see my recommendations for woodworking. Top of the list. Siskel and Ebert. Review Hoosiers.
They're listening. Yeah. They're all over you.
Ebert is listening to my emails.
Wow, that's amazing.
What?
From the grave.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. You feel like he'd have better things to do.
Yeah, I think so.
So, there you go. So, like I said, I kind of shouldn't have led with a funny YouTube story. I should have just said, you know, below average YouTube story.
Yeah.
Here we are.
Okay, I know. Story, you've had that sort of story before, so you shouldn't be surprised by this.
No, but this one was different because I've heard it talking. I've heard it, but the last one was a clipboard thing where we're talking about it. Now, this one was a typing in WhatsApp, and I don't know. It's a brave new world that we're in.
Yeah, but,
anyway.
They're definitely listening to you. I don't know about all of us, but for you, definitely.
Yeah. So, there's that. You're going to get a lot of ads for ab stuff on your Amazon soon.
Yeah, I think that's it has to, because we keep typing in 10-minute abs or abs into YouTube. It's eventually that's everything's going to be by this ab related piece of equipment.
Yeah, ab shaping makeup. That's what you're going to do, like to add accents to your abs.
Yeah.
Yep. But, if you do, click through our site and help us out. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Got some wood today.
Yay.
Yeah. Was this grade 8? Come on. No, I got some wood dropped off, some plywood, so I can finish my shelves. The wood manufacturer distributor took Easter off, so there's that. So I'm looking forward. Next show, I'll showcase my pantry shelves that are finally done.
Okay.
Gave out some smoke machine advice on Instagram.
Okay.
One of our listeners, David Williams from Australia, from Sydney, he asked me a while ago on the Instagram, hey, do you use a fog machine or do you use the aerosol spray? And what do you think I said?
You said fog machine.
Yeah, but he said, hey, I'm thinking about getting a fog machine.
Yeah.
What was my response?
Do it.
Don't even wait. Go rent Hoosiers and get a fog machine same day. I can't even tell you which order to do that in. I would say order the fog machine because it'll take less time. And then while you're waiting for it to come, watch Hoosiers like 8 times. That's what I would do. Are you kidding me? Dennis Hopper, a shooter?
That's the greatest day of anyone's life right there.
Yeah. Gene Hackman. Point to a movie that Gene Hackman, like there was a lousy Gene Hackman movie. You can't do it.
Barbara Hershey.
Oh, now that's a name. You pulled that one out.
Yeah.
Harris from Major League is in that.
Oh, yeah, he is. He's in a lot of sports movies.
Yeah. Yeah, he's in that one. That's an excellent one. And that's the end of it. I don't think there's anybody else in there that we know.
No.
No. So, anyway, my advice was get out there, buy a fog machine. And he did. He bought one right away. And took a photo and tagged us in it. So check that out.
What did he shoot?
I was assuming he was going to shoot some kind of cool backlit smoky shots of Tui's new bottle, but maybe not. Reference just for the people in Sydney who think Tui's new.
I don't know what that is.
Well, you go north to Queensland and it's 4X by that point. Tui's new is piss, mate.
Great.
So. All right, that's it. My kids love bike rides. That's something new. My kids always just want to go on bike rides now, unrelated. So there you go.
Yes.
Yeah. Reminder.
The unrelated part, that's what I was saying yes to.
Yeah.
Not that
monthly
I
monthly challenge this month is keep it simple. Kind of like what we're doing right now.
Yeah, really simple.
The hashtag that two hosers monthly challenge, hashtag hey hosers. On the Instagram, even better, tag us. Do all three. If you do all three, we're guaranteed, we being me, to see it. And then I'll share it with Adam. And we'll talk about that in May.
Okay.
So anything new to report for you? Shoot anything interesting, Adam. That's what I want to know. A little bit. I'm looking at something.
Okay.
Like, evidently you dressed up as your mother-in-law for a hockey card?
Oh, yeah. I forgot all about that. Yeah.
Yeah, so you should.
I think I mentioned that a couple of weeks ago, somewhere along the line, maybe it wasn't on air, I don't remember, about hockey cards that our hockey coach was doing for the team. So kind of as a sort of special treat in the evenings for everybody who's quarantined, which is pretty much everybody, he releases one hockey card per day with a little write-up about the person. Sometimes it's a parent, someone who had something to do with the team. My wife was the team manager. She got a card. I was an on-ice helper, the photographer. I got a card. And all the players got cards. Coaches got cards. So anyways, he's been doing this and sort of a really fun thing in the evening as you wait for the card to be released. And in this past week, Lisa, myself, and Jack all got their cards. So I put them in the folder to share with everybody. I think they're pretty funny. I mean, the one of Jack is pretty straightforward. The ones of the kids on the team
so
were
the one
not.
That, wait, the one of Jack. So like you, who made that?
The coach. Yeah. The coach made all of them.
So he added, I don't understand. What's the background there? Is that plywood?
I don't know. I think it's an actual card and it's like a shiny reflective gold background.
Okay. Oh, I see the trademark sign on there. The R. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So it's a shiny gold card and you can read it. It says Franchise Heroes and he does a big write up about the kids. So he cut Jack out of a photo that I'd taken and then he did this. So all the kids got different hockey cards. That was the amazing feat is that every single card is based off of a real card and it has its own template. And so there's 15 kids on our team, so 15 unique cards. Every kid didn't get this card. They all got their own special card, which is...
But these are all photos that you took.
All photos that I took, and then he did the Photoshop work.
Nice.
Yeah, so he
did the one of you and your wife? I'm not following.
He did the one of me and my wife as well. Yep, he did everything.
Oh my goodness. Oh, I see. Okay, so let's look at the one of you. I assume this was Guy Lafleur's card.
That's what I thought, but it's the Senators, so I don't know.
Yeah, I know, but there's no one in the Senators has that haircut in the history of ever.
Okay, well, like,
unless Rachel played for the Senators.
I thought it was Lafleur, too, but I'm not sure that it is. Either way, it's awesome. I love it.
It is awesome. No, I mean, that is... It's got to be... Who else could it be? Ogie Oglethorpe?
Maybe.
I mean, I understand he went with Senators, but... here's what he's done. He's got an old-time senator's card, but the senators were not around when the cards looked like that.
Okay, so I don't know then.
Unless there's some kind of retro thing, age thing that they've done, but I don't know. I mean, good for him. I completely love the design he's got going here. I love the fact that he appears to have basically ran with it, like made it his own. So that is awesome. In no way should this be misconstrued as criticism. This is excellent. I'm just saying, this looks to me. I've seen Guy Lafleur play live before when he was playing with Les Canadiens, and that's what his hair looked like. Except you actually have more hair in the front than he did.
I immediately thought of Guy Lafleur when I saw this photo as well. So yeah. We're on the same page there. And then you can see Lisa's photo. Lisa's is great.
I'm
great
taking too. This one personally.
Why?
That's the tooth I'm missing.
Oh, uh-oh.
Yeah, so I feel like she's making fun of me.
Okay, she didn't do the card.
Okay, I understand. I still, you know, I'm going to blame her. We scapegoat. That's what we do. Okay. I'm missing that tooth. I'm not. I bought one. So I have that tooth now. But that's the one. That's the fake one.
Okay.
Looks good though. Looks good on her.
Yeah. And then, and then you see Jack. So there you
Mike
go.
Mike Modano? Is that the Mike Modano haircut?
It could be. Yeah, that's a little bit longer, I think, than Modano, but it's got the same longer. Kind of the waviness.
Did Jim Morrison played for the Maple Leafs, so I don't think he played for the Canadians, so that couldn't be him.
I don't know if the hair is actually from a player.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Jason Voorhees' mom. That's kind of no. That's not what that is. Yeah. Either way, looks good. This guy's done well. What I do like about it is that he has roughed the pictures up enough. Like, and they blend, they match. Like the on her face with the grain goes into the rest of the card. It's well done.
Yeah. No, I agree. He did a really good job. And then last night, because he has gone through almost every kid, and then most parents. Anyone that had a real job with the team this year. So I, you know, texted him yesterday and said, you know, do you have a card planned for tonight? And he said that he'd gone through, he's probably going to make a couple more, but for now he was going to take a breather. And so, of course, talking with some other parents, I'm like, well, we've got to make his card. And really outside of him, I'm the only one with the previous experience in making hockey cards like this. So I made a card for the coach, similar vein. I actually used the template that you made years ago for Stan Smeal, old player for the Vancouver Canucks, because it had, again, a very kind of retro feel. And then I did the same thing. I took a picture of him that I had, and then I added a really funny haircut. I went pure bowl cut on him. And, okay. And so I don't know that I'm allowed to post it or not. I have to ask his permission, but I could maybe next week post the card that I made of our coach.
Do it.
So funny bowl cut. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right. So we had told you my kids like bike rides and whatnot. So we've been doing some outside stuff.
Okay.
And the Easter Bunny came. Did I tell you that?
No.
Okay. Yeah. Well, the Easter Bunny, we'll talk about that photo challenge. But my son got rollerblades. He's been wanting inliners for a while. And we got those. So I shot a couple photos of him doing that.
Okay. I see the rollerblade shot. Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. He is in strict tradition for him. He is, there's no halfway. It's, he goes 100% and scares the hell out of his mom. Like, she is so, like, slow down! The first couple of times, he kind of treated it like it was ice, and so if, you know, he got going too fast, he would just bail, which isn't that fun on the cement.
Right.
But he's all decked out. He's got the elbow pads, the wrist guards, and whatnot, so he's fine.
Okay, this was all Amazon purchases?
No, that was purchased locally. Those were, yeah, a nearby store. And then on the bike ride, we went and found a little creek that the kids like to go and play in. And then, so I shot some. My son likes to skip rocks. Except he likes to skip them as if he's throwing a frisbee for some reason. And so there he is skipping a rock in the water.
Okay.
Which I just happened to really like the lighting here, the way it was kind of backlighting coming through the trees, bouncing off the water, giving enough light in his face, but still providing that rim light and getting, you know, decent shutter speed to stop all the water. Kind of like the whole setting here.
Okay, yeah, nice.
All right. Photo challenge. It is Easter. Easter was the photo challenge this week. My Easter photos were pretty boring. Okay. Do you still have Easter? Do the kids have the Easter? Do the Easter bunny comes, does the eggs, or what?
We did a hunt, and we also had friends, you know, as a fun thing, kind of text us. They went to sort of an area nearby our house without our knowledge and then hit a bunch of eggs and then texted us, hey, we set up an Easter egg hunt for your kids.
Wow.
And so, yeah, it was pretty elaborate and really kind of neat. And so we went outside. They were sadly watching from behind a fence as our kids ran around and found the Easter eggs. So there's the new world order Easter egg hunt where right. it was super fun and it was kind of neat because we got to share it with them. So
we're they all did the that. Neighbor from Home Improvement now.
Yeah. And then my daughter wanted another Easter egg hunt, so she set up one around our house, and then
that's in her blood though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I have been on an Easter egg hunt with you.
Okay.
You don't remember? We were in our 30s.
I don't remember.
I'll send you pictures. I'm pretty sure. You were there. You're 100%.
Oh, is this in Vernon?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. They always did a big one in Vernon.
But this is like, I mean, you and I did not, we did not, we didn't, we participated just enough so as not to be considered jerks.
Right.
Well, though, from the night before, we were actually pretty well considered jerks.
Right.
That was the incident. That was the night of the incident. When my wife gave you the nickname Fire Drill. Because you cleared the party in a heartbeat.
We don't have to relive this, do we?
No, I'm not reliving it. I mean, in all fairness to Adam, I don't blame Adam whatsoever. Honestly, I really don't. It'd be easy to pile on you. I think everybody else treated you badly on that one. But that was hilarious. Big party, people over playing games, and basically Adam kicked them all out of the house, sort of.
But not really.
No. I think all nine people were soft. It was not your fault.
Yeah.
You got blamed. I somehow got blamed. Just alphabetically, it's like, all right, Adam gets most of it, but then we have some left over. Who's the next A? All right. You're getting some too.
Yeah.
And then the party ended with you. I mean, at the time, I don't think you weren't married yet, I don't think.
And, yeah, so, I must have been married.
Or fiancéed. You're probably fiancéed. No, you were married. You were married. You were married. 100% you were married. I wasn't yet. So you're there. It was so once the party ended, it was you and your wife and me and my future wife. We continued having the party on our own. And your attitude was, yeah, well, I'm not wrong. However, the next day there was a full 100. No one had kids yet. It wasn't like they were doing this for the kids. They had 100, like, and they had a big full on Easter egg hunt, and I was part of it. So point being, your daughter's got it comes by it honestly.
Okay. It was a long way to get there. Thank you for that.
I was reminiscing about that party. That was a good time. That was an excellent. The blow up was awesome.
My favorite thing about you is that things that I've long forgotten, you like to relive over and over again. So every time I talk to you, I get to relive something from my
past. Why would you want to forget that?
I've chosen to forget. Yeah. No.
Yeah. But you were not at fault there.
No, I know.
So you don't forget. You shouldn't forget that.
Okay.
My reason I remember it is because the entire night I was calling that other family that came over by the completely wrong name, and you'd never corrected me. I just kept calling them that. I didn't know. And I forget what their names was, but I was calling them like the Joneses or something, and you're like, not even close. Not even close to their name. And they left. Never. I've not seen them since. That's probably 14 years. There you go. think they're losing sleep? Probably not.
Yeah.
All right. So my Easter, my kids, my son is six, and he is convinced that I am the Easter Bunny.
Okay.
And so he's just like, I know it's going to be you. I was like, he's going to come. He's basically going to come into our room in the middle of the night and come climb into bed with us. And he's like, I'm going to keep one hand on each of you. That way I know. I'm like, do you want us to not? Like, what do you want to do here? What's the end game? And so, and the point being, I had to wake up at like 5 a.m. He did not know I got up. I had to get up at 5 a.m. to go outside and hide the eggs just to throw him off the scent. Why? Why did I do that?
I don't know.
Does, like, he still knows.
Yeah.
Like, what would you rather? Would you rather have your kid be like 14 and still think that there's an Easter Bunny?
No.
That's not good. Like, your kid's wearing a helmet to school.
Right.
So, okay. There you go. Point being, my picture's a sucked. So, I didn't want to include one of those. So I'll go first this week.
Okay.
So I shot a couple pictures of my kids, the new norm as it is over here. Not yet, because we're still off school. His kids are supposed to go back to school on Monday. As
really?
You hear this.
Wow. No, it's just,
they were supposed to.
Oh, okay.
Like, school was scheduled. So the way ours went, the shutdown happened the beginning of your spring break, right?
Yeah.
And so that towards the end of that 2 weeks, they then extended that. And you know, indefinitely, obviously. For us, our spring break, like, today is the last day of spring break.
Okay.
And so, basically, at the time that you guys did yours, our school shut down as well, but they went 3 weeks early, and there was just so much unknown. It was just a matter of, okay, we'll take 3 weeks off. Well, I guess we'll do some online schooling, and then we'll have 2 weeks spring break, and we'll kind of deal with it in the AM, right?
Mm-hmm.
So school was scheduled to go back tomorrow. Obviously, it's not. The grade 12s, it's not really grade 12 here, but the equivalent, the kids graduating, I think they're going to try to get them to go back the following Monday. Not the rest of the school. They'll basically take all the grade 12s and spread them out, you know, socially distance in class, in different classrooms throughout all the schools. Mm-hmm. And try to get them prepped, which I expect is what's going to happen in Canada as well when this thing gets rolling again. You know, I would expect your kids would not go back to school right away. They'd you know, get the grade 12s ready for the provincial exams. That's my guess. However, when they do, and I expect this to be the situation in Canada as well, when our kids go back, I believe part of the protocol is that all kids have to wear masks.
Okay.
Even if they're homemade, which is likely the case. And so Oma, the kid's grandma here, made everybody mask, made me one as well, and but made some fancy ones for the kids. And so I decided I'm going to shoot my Easter. This was the Easter, was social distancing. So I shot portraits of the kids wearing their new masks.
Cool.
So the one that I chose to go with, I shot my son and my daughter. But ultimately, I'm going to go with the one with my son, strictly because even though his entire lower half of his face is covered, I still love this kid's smile.
Yeah, you can definitely tell that he's smiling from his eyes.
Yeah. Yeah. So my daughter's was a little more artsy, this photo. I just didn't care. It's a black and white. It's a hard light on her, and she's looking up. I just wanted something different. This situation is weird because... a very busy pattern on her mask and a very busy pattern on her jumpsuit. And so the combo in black and white, it's just too much. Like, she should have worn like a white t-shirt or something like that, to make this even remotely interesting. Right now I think it's just too much. Might be something there, but my son having fun with the mask was the way I went.
Okay. Yeah. Looks good. And so you got like
good.
Well, you got like the black background, and then you've got like a nice hair light, and you separated him out from the background with, you know, nice light on his shoulders. And then you've managed to key light him in a way that kind of, you know, shapes the light on his face, but you still see the ear that's kind of on the dark side of his face. So like all the key elements to a portrait, and the fact that he's wearing a mask, you know, definitely adds a level of interest to the photo. But like you say, it still has kind of a happy kid-like feel to this picture.
Right. Right. And the topic in a couple minutes will actually be how I shot this, how I lit this. So
okay,
we don't have to do anything more on that. All right. Here's the one that you phoned in.
Yeah, mine was also...
Now you told me ahead of time you were going to phone it in.
Well, no, what I said was, what was the photo challenge like about a day and a half ago? And yeah, you said it was Easter. And then I said, whoops, didn't take any Easter-related photos. So what I asked last night, which is always the case, which is Thursday night when my wife says, oh, you're asking about a photo. It must be Thursday night, because that's when I do most of my photo challenges. Because we record on Fridays, so, and Friday morning for me, so which means Thursday night's usually the last opportunity. Anyways, as it would have it, didn't have an Easter photo, asked my daughter if she would participate, and she agreed. So we just went outside and we did a quick snapshot. Now, the reason I call this my Easter photo is that the little homemade stuffed animal that she's holding was gifted to my son and her as a homemade present this Easter. So on actual Easter Sunday, we were visited by a couple of other friends, not the ones that did the Easter egg hunt, but by a couple of our other friends. And the mom had, you know, crocheted this little stuffed rabbit. And it's super cute. And I mean, anyone who does this sort of thing homemade, to me, like that's a level of commitment way beyond what I would usually put in. So I'm always impressed by this. And they brought over some chocolates and stuff for the kids. So I thought it was super sweet. And the kids have been, you know, really kind of loving on this little rabbit. And my son will often like sit it beside him, even though he's 11, he still likes stuffies and that sort of stuff. So he'll sit up beside him when he's watching TV or whatever. So it's pretty cute, the bunny. And I thought, okay, well, we've got to incorporate that, because that was an element of Easter this year. So this is kind of a reenactment of a moment, let's say. And so my daughter's just kind of holding up the bunny, and we just shot it in nice light, and she's backlit. And again, I think the takeaway from this is, this is literally a 5-second snapshot, and just the light in this spot. Now, I don't love the background or anything, but this was done so quickly. It's fine, yeah. And it's just the light on her and the rim light, and then just the time of year, the colors, like everything looks so good. And this was so quick that it's almost unfair at this time of year what you can take in the evening. I think this is around 7 o'clock. Like, you just go outside. We've had so much nice weather in the last 2 weeks that it's an embarrassment of riches when it comes to taking photos.
Yep. As we've probably said about 16,000 times in the show, if you put yourself in a good position, look for this kind of light, you can't go wrong. It's hard to go wrong. Especially, I mean, you shot this with, what's the lens?
It's the 85.
85.
Yeah.
The 85, pretty wide open, f2.5, and you know, enough in focus, that's great. Background just blurs out of there, because you're right, there's not much going on there, but she's kind of in a little bit of open shade. So you have that nice little backlight coming through. Look for these situations. I mean, it is an embarrassment to say it, you know, my photo challenge took me 4 seconds, but really it took a number of years to get to the point where you can take it in 4 seconds. So
right. And I think
short.
I am, but I'm also saying to our listeners, anyone who's been listening to this has enough I think background knowledge that they can also do this in four to 10 seconds. So, yeah, you know, we're trying to say if you aren't taking these photos at 7 o'clock, you should be, and then you can put your camera away the rest of the time, and everyone will think that you really are knowledgeable about taking good photos, because your hit rate is extraordinarily high when you take photos at this time. And like you say, look for open shade, look for rim light. Like, these are elements that, you know, you don't even know why your eye likes them so much, but once you take the photo and you look at it, you're like, yeah, that's good, I can put my camera away.
And in terms of white balance, did you just shoot it at regular daylight, or did you warm it up a little bit?
I warmed it up a little bit. Again, being that she's in the shade, I want to say that the camera said something around 4900 Kelvin is where it wanted to be, and it was too blue, like the shadows are too blue, and so I probably warm this up to closer to 6000, something like that.
Yep. Anytime, especially, well, this time of year especially, but anytime like I find the light to be a tiny little bit blue this time of year, even though, you know, you look golden when like versus August, etc. I think we had a discussion with Don many years ago, and he called me a liar, but I find that I end up basically going my white balance around 5,500 to 6,000 in this very situation.
Yeah.
For that reason, it gives a nice golden. The skin tones definitely go a little less skin tony, and they go a little warmer, mm-hmm. but guess what? Looks good.
Yeah.
Do it. All right. So the topic this week is, if you don't have this kind of light, what do you do? And so I wanted to shoot a portrait shot of my kids, and which I haven't done in a long time. And so, you kind of nailed a little bit, but what did I use specifically for lights here? What would you guess?
You got a couple of strobes working as the sort of backlight hair light. So you probably got two in behind your subject to make sure that he gets... he gets even light on his shoulders mm-hmm. and head. And then you've got one key light front camera right sort of lighting his face.
You're close. And that would be a completely reasonable guess based on my past. But what I haven't done in the old days is I typically would light with just one or two hard lights for a hair light. Just throw it up there because I don't care. Just throw it up. All right, here's what we want to do is we want to get some light separation. And every once in a while, and it's very rare, and I'm going to do it a lot more, I shot this with a softbox as one single backlight. That's okay. What the headlight is.
And that makes sense because it is a little softer and it is very
even. But
I never
do it.
Yeah. I don't do it too. It seems like more effort, but maybe it isn't.
It's not. You know what? I looked at this and thought, I'm doing this all the time now. Now, the reason I use the black background is going to use just a simple like the wall, but if I'm going to use this as a hair light, right, like kind of in behind and over top, it's a great way using the black background, the what do you call it, what's the muslin background, is a great way to hide that light stand.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Now in essence I probably could have just photoshopped out the, you know, a couple of millimeters at the top of his head. It would have been easy to do where it would poke out, but ultimately, I just want to put it behind the backdrop, have him sit on a chair so the backdrop's nice and low, throw a strobe in that big softbox that we have and just spray it, like basically straight down and let it just flood all over. And I love the light it produces on his shoulders and his hair.
Okay, yeah, no, it looks good.
It's not nearly as hard as when I used to do it with the, you know, oh yeah, I'll throw a snoot on there and kind of control it. And I like that. That's fine too. But I would get a lot more hot spots. And this way it just evens it out more. Like I said, I've done it in the past, but it's very, very rare. I'm going to do it a lot more now. It's going to happen a lot more often. And that. So this light is, this portrait is essentially, the topic is two soft lights. That's what this is.
Okay.
Is the what do you say, the softbox in behind, and then an umbrella in front, camera right, of course feathered in front, basically towards the camera, so that it's getting, you know, the edge of the light is what's throwing across him, which gives a nice soft light, which does. Now I don't know where that light on his right ear is coming from. I think part mm-hmm. of it is the backlight. You can sort of see through, but yeah. There's enough. Yeah, I was surprised at the amount of light that was wrapping around him, because I didn't want to keep the softbox extremely close to him, because not the softbox, let me back that up, the umbrella, the key light, which was camera right, as you can see by the catch lights. I didn't want to keep it extremely close, because even though you get a much softer light, you get a very quick fall off. From the lit side of his face to the non-lit, right. The closer it is. So I wanted to back it up a little ways, not so far that it becomes a hard light, but kind of in between. You sort of have to find that distance of what's going to still give you a nice soft light with enough wraparound and not too much fall off to really create a lot of contrast. Other than that, I promise that I made it sound complicated at the end. This is extremely simple.
Looks good though.
Yep, this is my new move for next little while. Well, once winter comes back. Right now I'm doing what you're doing. I'm going outside and shooting in the nice sunlight which we're having here.
Yeah, so, and I've done the backlight too with the softbox, and I've even used the giant softbox to do the backlight. If I'm trying to light a full body shot, it works great for that too. So if you have a really big one,
this is the big softbox.
But I have the giant one, right? Like the one for the studio strobe.
Oh, right, because you're a little bit better than me.
Yeah, so you have like what I would call a small softbox.
Yes.
And then you have another one that's tiny softbox. Small, tiny, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. Oh, and then the tiny one. That's right. You're right. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Got sidetracked there.
Yeah, sorry.
Anyways, at home, people, you can do this. This is way, the results are the results you get from a very simple setup are excellent, is my point.
Yes.
All right. That's it for this week for the topic. Again, I'm keeping the shows a little bit shorter because, you know, we're not doing anything.
Right.
To talk about.
Yeah.
Okay. monthly challenge reminder. Keep it simple. Just like this show. Hashtag Two Hosers Monthly Challenge. Hashtag Hey Hosers. Even better, tag us at Two Hosers on the Instagram. Adam might even check it out. I think he's on the Instagram again. We'll find out.
No, I'm not.
No. No, he's not. Okay. Yeah, never mind. Tag him anyways.
Sure. People are tagging me.
Are they?
Yeah.
Okay.
My wife has told me this.
This just in. People are tagging me.
Yeah.
challenge for next week. Unless you can do better than this. I've got one, and this is 100% for David and Sydney. Get the fog machine out, Adam.
Wow. Okay.
Well, I mean, like I said, if you can do better, we can save the fog machine for another week.
Okay, fog machine. Thursday night, fog machine. Here you come.
Thursday. Oh yes, the old TNF. Thursday night fog machine. So there's that. Yeah. Okay. That's it. Next week we'll talk. We'll do a fog machine shot.
Great.
Websites, Adam. Where can people go to find your stuff?
AdamSchwartz.ca.
You can find mine at alanatridge.com, the two of us at twohosers.com, where you can go to find all the links, photos, everything we just talked about. And that's it. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.